Heyo, what's up? Welcome to Don't Take Off Your Headphones. We'll be here every Sunday at noon to talk about whatever comes to mind, and we hope you join us too. With that being said, make sure you don't take off your headphones. Let's dive right in. Can we say spring has officially sprung?
Oh, yes.
No, it's still cold outside.
It's not cold. It's between 60 and 40
it's
every day.
It's super nice, bro.
It's between 60 and 40 every day. That's spring.
High of 60. Ends up being 42 in rain.
Some flowers have sprung out.
42 is not winter.
I've seen a few flowers come on out.
Hey, Scott, you grabbed some what onions from the plaza?
Some what?
What type?
They were
spring onions. Oh, making it what?
Spring onions.
Oh, spring. Okay.
Yeah, but those weren't spring onions.
Wait, they weren't?
No, they're flowers.
Those were flowers.
Yeah, they're flowers.
You lied about the onions.
I literally took a bite and it tastes like onion.
Did it really?
Did I make that up in my head?
You made that up.
I literally saw those and I'm like,
what?
Those are definitely
placebo
flowers.
Effect. You wanted it to. Taste
I literally
like an
wanted
onion.
It to be green onion. I literally took a little nibble and it tasted like an onion.
That's definitely why they're dying.
They're not doing too well. They just don't have enough sunlight. We don't get enough sunlight in a room.
They're like doing the full on like car dealership balloon man or whatever.
Balloon man?
I don't.
Does he usually wilt?
Does
when
he
they turn it off?
Does
bro?
He go from green and then start dying and get brown on the top and then fall over?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's got frosted tips.
Okay. Well, tell you want to go start out with the
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tilly. My fun fact isn't about cars this week. We're taking a short interruption so that I can talk about the fact that I finally went to see Old Taco.
See Old
Soul
Taco.
Taco.
I know it's Soul Taco.
Do you?
Wait, you just
do
went
you?
There?
Kimchi? That's what they have there,
it's
right?
Kimchi.
Obviously.
Wait, that was your first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was my first time at Soul Taco.
Oh, I love Soul. What'd you get?
He's like, Gogi Freeze.
Goji Fries.
Good for yes.
The Gogi Fries.
Were they good?
Dude, yeah, they're amazing.
I finally tried them. No kimchi. So,
yeah.
Because
no,
it's
what?
Disgusting.
No kimchi, no sesame
disgusting.
Seeds. Kimchi's good, but
sesame
not on
seeds?
That plate, dude.
You have to, they do put a lot.
You okay,
sesame
okay,
seeds?
Okay. I got no sesame seeds either.
Why?
Because
no,
they don't add
seed.
They don't add anything.
But they don't subtract anything and take them away.
Yes, they do. They subtract their just being there for no reason.
Okay. Yeah, so I tried goji fries and I got a taco because I'm like, surely this isn't a. So here's my
explain.
Thought.
Explain to listeners what goji fries are.
Everybody
I,
knows.
I will.
Except
so,
for Tilly.
So first of all, I'm like, I want to go to Soul Taco because I'm hungry, and I've never had it. So this was my thought process. When was this? I'm going.
What a revelation.
Sunday, right before open hall. So I was like, here's the process of what happened. I'm going to Soul Taco, goji fries. Probably only like $6.50.
No.
So I'm walking there.
No.
Goji
not
fries,
at
goji
all.
Fries, goji fries. It's
11.
Probably a side.
It's
so what do
bucks.
I want as my main dish?
No.
And
it's
I'm like,
the main
I'm
dish.
Gonna get like three tacos. And
what?
Then I roll up in this joint, $11 for goji fries.
Dude, that's not
you
expensive.
Steak.
You got steak? You're supposed to get chicken.
No,
don't
I got
know?
I got
no,
pork.
No, no, no,
I gotta
no.
get spicy.
You gotta
get
beef.
The gogi beef. Okay, guys.
What? I always get chicken, it tastes better.
I have the room.
I will meet you right now.
I was like, $11? Are you joking? Like, they're going to give me like a tiny little box, like the rice that, like the
no.
size of a box that you get white rice
so
from
ignorant.
A Chinese restaurant.
So you're ignorant?
Ignorant? I've never been here.
Yeah, that's the definition of ignorant. Not
fries
knowing.
Implies sides in America. So I assumed it
fair
was
enough.
Be small.
Oh, it's Soul Taco. It's not in America.
It's from Seoul.
No, it's not.
It's Korean food.
It's
you know what
like
actually
a Korean. It's like a Korean.
It's Korean.
It's like a Korean.
It's Chipotle, but for Korean.
You
food.
Think they got Soul Taco in Korea?
No, but that's they're looking at. The
I'm
fry.
Sorry, I never
is
see
Taco
one
Bell
Asia,
Mexican.
I never see one Asian person in there.
You is know, Panda Express Chinese?
You know where it originated from?
Where?
St. Louis!
That's great. So, so
great.
So I see $11, and I'm like, okay, well, now I have
no,
like,
no
money.
No, you saw $11, and you went, I'll have to spend more. Explain that one to me.
So I said, surely this will still be more food than I thought, but not enough food that I don't need a taco. And I've got to try a taco. Like, it's Soul Taco. It's Soul Taco. So rather than turn me up, he has to pull my head towards the microphone. And so I get a taco. I got that one with chicken. And then I get my chicken's food. Better. I'm so excited. I get back to campus. Wow. I open the box. The box of fries was relatively big compared to what I was imagining.
I would hope so.
And yeah. I said, I still don't see how this is going to fill me up because it's fries.
It does. No. It does.
And I'm eating
this. There's a lot of meat, though.
I'm eating this, and I'm like,
so you got the steak, though.
No.
Wait. You didn't? Wait, what'd you do?
Spicy pork.
No, the steak's the best.
No.
Okay, well, it was $2 extra, so it can't be that much best.
Good grammar.
And so I'm eating this, and I'm like, wow, I'm getting really full. I almost did not finish the goji fries. And I went, what do I do with this taco? So I stuck it in the fridge, came back to it about 2 hours later, which was,
so wait,
I heated
saw
it in
that
the microwave,
it was a,
probably a bad
I'd
idea.
Like to make a public service announcement.
I will never be getting a
that
taco,
we are at,
just the
goji
fries.
We are at minute six, and the only person who complains about how long intro's taking, you've taken 6 minutes to do your intro.
Okay, well, you saw $12 for the fries and thought it was still a side?
No.
No,
it's 11.
Didn't think
it's
it was
11.
A side.
It's 11.
Oh,
I just didn't imagine that this entree was going to be... Like,
have we not all
entree.
Talked about goji fries? We don't say goji fries and the tacos.
Well, whenever you say goji fries, I'm imagine you guys
I'd be,
are.
I'd be like, you got to get
no.
a side of goji fries.
I
no.
imagine you guys are at work at midnight wanting a little midnight snack.
That place closes at 10.
I don't know what time it closes.
I feel like
everything closes.
The
half only this place city
open.
Closes at 3 a.m.
That's very false. Most things close at 10. The only
yeah,
thing
I
that's
like
open
West.
At that
no.
late is Taco Bell.
Bigwig, Taco Bell. You've got every bar on this side
oh,
of heaven.
Oh, yeah. We're just pulling up like, into a bar. Us Moody's, just casually, on a Wednesday, going
can
to the
I get
bar.
Some bub fries.
I just want some mozzarella sticks. What? What?
Insomnia? Hey, cookie store. They sell cookies and mediocre ice cream, and they're open till 1:30.
Hey, do not
why
disrespect
can't
that
goji
ice cream.
Fries
right.
be open
do
till
not,
midnight?
Hey, do not disrespect that ice cream. Right. That ice cream is subpar, disgusting, and gross.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, there you
wait,
go.
What?
You're giving cream. It a compliment, and I don't appreciate it.
We give credit where credit is due.
So,
our ice cream, no credit is due.
Our ice cream is slush.
Up until this point, you've
go
had,
to Jenny's.
You've had a 75% approval rate for goji fries.
Yeah.
But today... What? This changes.
100%.
You have to get goji fries.
That gives a round
they're
of
worth your money. $11. That's, unbelievable.
Go get the beef on.
Okay, not Big Wig. Okay. Don't spend $11
okay,
at Big
okay. So it's the Oscars. It's the Oscars.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and present goji fries their award.
Goji fries. Sweet potato waffle fries. Covered in soul sauce. Some meat of your choice. Kimchi, if that's your fancy. Sesame seeds. Some
queso,
mysterious
queso,
other queso.
Yeah,
a
queso.
Massive cup of queso to dip those fries in
or
smother all over the fries.
Mm.
May I say more? No. They speak for themselves.
What award do you give them?
Are you going to give them the award?
The award for...
Come on.
It's there.
Food...
It's right there.
It's right. Come on. I can see
it's
it.
Best food that claims to be from another culture that's not.
Nope. Tilly's got to say it. Tilly, what
yeah.
is it? What is it, Tilly?
And the best, the nominations for best food that claims to be from another country but isn't. We have Chipotle.
Wait,
we
what?
Have
oh.
Taco Bell.
Yeah!
We have Panda Express.
No.
Yep.
We have...
Soul Taco.
What other food exists? We have Olive Garden.
No.
And we have Soul Taco. And the winner of this year's best food that claims to be from
food,
another country
food,
that's actually not for cultural appropriation, Soul Taco,
Taco Bell.
Yay.
Taco Bell is a close second in my heart, still number one.
So now that the episode of the podcast is a quarter of the way over, and it's all my fault.
10 minutes.
Hello, Scott.
10 minutes. I don't want to hear about, it takes us 10 minutes to do the intro. So
well,
one
gee, in a
fancy.
Month, you'll say your goodbyes anyway, and then you can, the introductions will take a fourth of the time.
Can we acknowledge that?
Oh, man.
Nope, not until May something.
Yeah,
no,
we have a while to.
We're
going to
pretend it
that.
Doesn't exist until it happens.
Right,
sorry.
Exactly.
In fact, we're still going to try and call him in probably. Anyway.
This is Scotty coming at you.
Come on.
One of your quarter hosts.
Quarter.
Scotty coming at you. Is actually drinking a kombucha.
Currently, yes.
Why?
I like to call him Scotty Kombucha.
Yeah, Scotty Kombucha.
And
Scotty
Kombucha is drinking a kombucha.
Scotty coming at you is drinking a... Wait. What?
Scotty Kombucha drinking a kombucha.
Scotty Kombucha.
Scotty Kombucha.
Is drinking
no,
a kombucha.
How do you say it? Scotty Kombucha. Is drinking a kombucha.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly what I meant to say. Yeah. Well, I honestly, I'm on board with the whole cultural appropriation in the kitchen.
Huh?
Yep, that's some good goji fries.
Of the
Asian Heritage Month.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I was going to wait to say that for mine.
Is it like cultural appropriation if you make like food from other cultures in your kitchen?
I'll have to ask somebody else. I don't know.
Okay. I'll have to ask someone more acknowledged.
Is it cultural appropriation to make like fried rice as a white person?
Or like in that case,
tacos.
In that case, as an American, what are we allowed to make? Hot dogs and burgers?
Not even pizza, dude.
No
hot dogs.
No pasta.
Let's be honest.
Mac and cheese.
Food originated somewhere else.
Yeah, because this country didn't really come with some originality.
We're the melting pot.
We are.
I know. We brought everything else here.
So what we should do is we should take tacos, fried rice, and goji fries, put them into a pot. And then
call it gumbo.
That's our food. Yeah.
Call it gumbo. Bring it down to Louisiana. Oh, spice it up with OJ.
And for dessert,
crawfish.
We're going to have some of them cakes. What are they
called?
No,
crawfish.
Cakes? What? Zebra cakes?
Crawfish.
No,
gooey butter cake?
Gooey butter cake.
Gooey butter cake. You know where that's from, too?
Crawfish.
Ask where that's from.
St. Louis.
Hey, Scotty.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Everything
I
comes
like
back
crawfish.
To St. Louis except
crawfish.
The Rams.
You know,
crawfish.
They're not coming.
Here's the thing. I never had St. Louis pride until I moved out of St.
Louis.
You know?
I never had any sort of pride for Indianapolis or Indiana until I left. And then I was like, you know what? It was a good state. It raised me well.
They owned it.
Not my parents. The state.
I never had pride
my
for Grand Rapids
no
until
factor,
I realized
just
they
the
had
state.
The best
well, here's some Illinois pride for you guys.
Oh.
This is a good transition. You see that? Right into my fun fact.
Okay. Oh.
The first McDonald's was built in Des Plaines, Illinois.
What? How? What?
Yep.
Really?
It started as a burger shack.
How far
it
is that?
It still is.
Here.
Wait, what? They serve burgers there?
I just get Happy Meals.
Chicken nuggets.
I still don't understand the concept of the Big Mac with the third bun. Still not grasping that.
Yeah. It's
well,
like,
you
I
see.
I don't want more bun.
My dad sometimes orders it and then takes it off. It's like, isn't that a quarter pounder?
Quarter pounders are better than
oh
Big
my
Macs.
Gosh. Okay. I think it's...
I will say Mac sauce, though.
The quarter pound burger is the only burger that they actually cook fresh at the McDonald's.
No, that used to be true. They've started to expand that.
I'm pretty sure
the Big Mac.
And when are you
real
getting your
information?
No, the Big Mac. It's a quarter pounder. The Big Mac is two quarter pounders.
It opened in 1953.
No, but it's made from fresh beef.
Two quarter pound patties. I'm talking about
I'm
patties.
I'm just gonna keep like dropping facts for this throughout the whole thing.
No, you already
April
had your 15th. Fact. You're done.
Would you guys like keep the boxes if it was a cool box for your kids' meal?
No.
In fact, I never got kids' meals.
Well, I already hoard too many.
I ate big kid meals, bro. Oh.
Hey,
if
Nate,
the could look, if the toy looked good, would you eat it?
Too many things.
If the what?
The toy looked good, would you eat it?
The kids' meal?
Is it a food or is it an action figure?
An action figure.
I think you're just hungry.
If the action figure looked yummy, would you eat it?
Yes, Scott would. Nate would not. But.
I'm really confused by your question.
You know
like,
the
I'm
kind
not
of
at all, but I'm also
they
confused.
Put on that stuff.
The kids' meal was four chicken nuggets, like, some apple slices, and a chocolate milk.
Like, you
right?
know, like you're dumping out your cereal, and the toy just plops in your bowl. Like, would you just not like crunch on it? Like, just, oh, that looks good.
You would do that. You just like spooned your cereal, and you're like, oh,
plastic.
Oh, toy. Did I tell the story about Andrew and when we had to tell him to eat food?
Yes. Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you told us.
Did you say that on the podcast?
I think so.
Yeah, yes. You did.
Yeah, you did.
You're that kid. Jeez. Well, along kids' meals, this was not... Well, okay, can I have two fun facts? Is that okay?
No, save it for next week.
That's a good point.
No, you can have two fun facts. I give you my second fun fact. You can have it.
You didn't have a second
one. Nope, I appointed myself. Second fun fact.
All right.
Gift it
can
to
Nate. Can Scott not have a fun fact next time if he gives it to me?
No, you can't have a fun fact next time.
We're making up rules as we go.
No, this isn't the bylaws. We all voted.
Oh, yeah. That's we fine. Wrote this
we all,
down.
We all
I'll
voted.
I'll
the constitution
that.
Of the podcast.
No, well, the thing is, we voted at the beginning of the podcast when it was just me. And so we voted to pass all the rules. And then you guys got added. So the rules
all
already passed.
All in favor, say aye.
Nye.
What?
Okay.
So I will trade my next fun fact for two fun facts.
Or you could just, like, say something.
So is that a yes? Okay.
Just go.
Well, it is Asian Heritage Month. As
all right, thank you for your fun fact, Nate. My turn.
That's cultural appropriation.
That's racist, y'all.
What?
Well, we kind of started talking about, like, Asian food and stuff like that. Anyways, like,
Nate, where are you about to take us from?
I like how none of us know how to respond
Nate,
to you.
Nate just yells for 20 minutes about how just we're terrible people and how we should treat them better.
I was going to start off with a Chinese proverb.
Only real proverbs
are. Yeah, we don't believe in the Chinese.
A man who streaks on his way to the office is unsuited for his job.
Sorry, what?
Okay.
A man who streaks on his way to the office is unfit for his job.
I definitely didn't know that before the Chinese wrote that down.
Wait, what? The man, what?
Do you think people just went around streaking on their way to work before this proverb was written?
No.
I said a man who streaks on his way to the office is unsuited for his job.
Thank you for telling us something.
What? That ain't no proverb. That's a dad joke.
That's a Chinese proverb.
I don't believe that. I'm
what if
so you're telling me their wisdom is
professional
dad jokes?
Streaker.
What if you had the job of a professional streaker?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like he got paid to streak at like events
Ooh.
And stuff. Like kind of like a wedding crasher.
Scott, yeah, challenge.
What's, okay, okay.
Wedding crasher.
Make me a LinkedIn.
Okay, postmodernism, Scott.
Give me a job description. Like I'm
questioning.
All right, all right. I'm scrolling on Pathfinder.
All right.
Whatever.
1-800 streaker now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can I give you a call and
you
ask
can,
about your
you
business?
You call this hotline.
Okay, okay, okay. You're
you can
you're the
order
streaker.
A streaker anywhere.
Okay, okay. You're the streaker. I'm looking to hire
right,
one. So let's practice this right now. Okay.
Call me up. Hello. 1-800 streaker hotline. How are you doing? How can I help you? Where do I need to run my junk?
I am just thinking about having a children's birthday party, and I want to make sure, is that something you will do or will not do?
If you look in the fine print.
Listen.
No.
I don't know.
No! Let him answer, because if he says the wrong answer, straight to jail!
Well, it depends, because everyone's a child at heart. What ages are you talking about?
19.
19? Oh, they're adults. That's good. What time, where, what
well,
location,
well, actually,
what
I'm 19 right now, but my 20th birthday party's coming up.
Okay.
And I just was really hoping for some action.
Action?
What kind of action?
Okay, what kind of action? Like streaker action?
No, just any type of action, but the circus monkey said no, and the elephant's retiring next month.
Okay, well, we have a circus monkey on staff, well, he will streak for you. We also have an elephant.
I'll take
that.
No. I'll take the circus monkey.
Okay, so we're going to take the circus monkey package. That will be the double XL.
Can I get the three circus monkey package?
The black diamond, the three?
Can I get a super six?
Okay, I'll get you the super six. That's going to probably run you about $60,000.
Just so I understand, the super six is one deluxe streaker monkey and five classic streaker monkeys.
It's exactly what that is.
Okay, are they wearing red pants before they start streaking?
If you
do
want
they look
to,
like Curious George?
No, they kind of look like the monkey at the zoo because we're gonna kidnap that one. Do you want them to wear red pants before they run?
Yeah, I like Curious George.
Does Curious George wear red pants?
Yeah,
wait,
Curious
what?
George has
no,
red
he doesn't.
Pants. Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He wears no pants.
He's also streaking. He's the one that's been streaking, bro.
Curious George
right in front
red.
Of all your children's eyes
no
on
pants.
The television.
There's no way. Why
the Super
is Curious?
Six. The Super Six is one orangutan.
We're going to give Tilly the monkey mask, and he's just going to run.
Wait, do that with your face again.
Oh, my gosh.
He has a red shirt.
Yeah, he's got red pants.
Sorry.
Why,
he's got a... That's the Curious George I'm talking about. He has a red shirt.
Not in the, like, movie and shows.
Well, I'm talking about my stuffed animal, Curious
George.
George. Oh. I love Curious George. He's so cute.
Jack Johnson came in clutch for Curious George.
You know who also has a red shirt, no pants? Pooh Bear.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Mind blown.
Good observation.
Okay, is it my turn for my
yeah,
fun fact? Okay.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
My name is Garrett, and this is ASMR.
No,
I'm taking my headphones off.
And I went to the Chapman Center.
Oh, again?
That's
that's true.
That's my, that's my fun fact. Everybody, nobody else in this room obtained the goal of entering the Chapman Center besides the first level.
But I'm a comm student.
Besides me, your local communications
Garrett
major.
Garrett changed his major for that alone.
And I have now went into every level of the Chapman Center. I met all the people I needed to meet. And I've decided I did meet Carl, and now I'm
shout out to Carl.
Now I'm leaving.
Shout out Carl.
I'm switching my major. I'm done.
He's going back to El-Ed.
No, anything but that. Oh my god.
He's going
gosh.
To be a professional podcaster.
I'm going to be a professional podcaster.
He's gonna dispose of Carl and take his identity.
The goal is still to do a podcast eventually in Kroll. Or the Amley 808, the new apartments right across the street. They just put in a podcast studio. Thank you for doing that. They just put in. Tilly has unscrewed his microphone. No, Scott. Oh my gosh, it's monkey see,
monkey do.
We're the triple deluxe pack, monkeys.
Triple deluxe.
We just dress up.
Scott's trying to pull the base off, not unscrew it.
Scott
says the same kid that would eat the toy in his cereal.
yum.
How you screw on
bro,
off.
Bro, He-Man's sword tasted so good.
Ew. Anyway, I want to try and record a podcast at the studio at the apartment building across the street.
That's ever gonna happen.
They have a freaking whatever studio.
And we have freaking no residency there.
Okay, I'll give them $10.
I don't have enough line.
They want $1,800 a month. $10 is like the application fee.
I don't think there is an. I think Chicago outlawed application fees.
What?
What? Yeah. New York did. I know New York outlawed application fees.
Newark!
For what?
Apartments.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I know New York did it. I think Chicago did
there's
as well.
There's fees
they,
for that?
They typically. Oh, my gosh, yes.
I had no
How
idea.
Much did it cost you to apply to the school? Like $50.
Oh, you said, I thought you said apartments.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's application fees for, like, everything.
Oh.
All right.
Application fees.
Everyone, we got free mics.
I did not know that. I literally don't have enough line on mine. Like mine.
Oh, everybody.
Get more. Do better.
Right as I read my mic.
I should put it on like a singing mic
Hello.
So I can stand. And
Hello.
What if we all stood?
It makes me want to like club someone with this thing.
Yeah, you basically did.
I did. I did club you with
that's
it.
That's not going to do anything. Sorry. It's
Wait,
yeah,
well, yeah,
it does.
Look at
it. Looks good. Look at it go. You guys can't see this, but we have taken our mic stands off, and we're just holding our mics.
I don't know why we've
because
done this.
Because this is the amount of content.
Because every, content. We do whatever Tilly does.
Name of the game is content.
We do because whatever Tilly does.
I feel like I'm going to wake up, and this is going to be a fever dream.
Dang, this takes a long... Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
fun,
it's
fun
a
fact.
Fever dream until you wake up when the episode gets released.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know what I realized last episode?
What?
So I started singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and then I said cliffhanger. We'll talk about that later, and we never did.
Wait, what?
So, Scott, do you want to rehash the greatest joke I've ever heard in my life?
I hate y'all.
You know Nate can say it. Nate can tell it.
Emotional damage.
Nate, you
want to
talk about it?
Nate, do you want to talk about it?
So, yes, I can
we should
talk
hang
about
our
it.
Mics from the ceiling.
So,
I agree.
I'd rather stand
the whole world.
The entire time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a roommate, like, dialogue.
Yeah. It was more like
and
a dialogue.
Hi, y'all, dude.
And I got a fork thrown at my eye for that.
Yeah.
A metal fork.
I mean, I'm not. I'm
no,
not.
Dude, Nate was bad.
I was
Nate
more
was mad than when I broke
Nate was
his
more
door.
Mad about that than literally anything I've ever seen.
Even
no,
me breaking his door.
No, that's not true. Not Secret Hitler. No, Secret Hitler, you calling him Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, then like 10 steps below breaking
the
door.
Until he ripping the door off?
Oh. Yeah.
My anger, the extent of my anger was the fork thrown. Yeah. But so.
Which was still more anger than when Tilly ripped your car in half.
That's not true.
No. That is true.
You did not
You're a freaking
an
idiot.
From an outward That's perspective, true. You were just like, really, Tilly, man? That really sucks, man. But like,
I know.
Those
were the words he said.
Nate said like very, very many words that weren't curse words.
Yeah.
But they might as well have been curse words.
Pretty much.
They kind of sounded
Christian
like curse words,
it.
But like not.
Exactly.
And I said very many.
Because that's definitely different than saying
I
actual
I also pierced
words.
My heart.
Hey.
I said I'm sorry. You never did.
Yes, I
I'm
did.
Joking,
like
I'm joking.
Like 3 times.
Okay, so here at the Moody Bible Institute, we have the great joy of eating at the student dining room.
There's no joy.
Which is not a joy and actually really messes up with my complexion, a.k.a.
And your bowels.
I get really
and
my bowels.
Your bowels, Scott's bowels, my bowels, Garrett's bowels, everybody's bowels.
You could have just said all of our bowels instead
well,
of naming
Well, I can't speak on behalf of the rest of the
you
school,
think I could
but we spend more time combined in the bathroom than we spend asleep.
Okay,
or in class, bro.
That is not
that
true.
That is not true.
Okay.
Okay.
I might go to sleep at 3 in the morning.
We spend more time in a day on the toilet than we do
than we
chapel.
Do in chapel. Yeah, I was about
that's
to say. Facts.
That's
totally
that's
true.
A true statement for me.
You think I could blame the SR?
Sometimes I spend that time of chapel
Yep.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, no, there's so many times.
Not because I don't want to be in chapel.
There's been times where I've woken up and I'm like, I need to fob and then get back here immediately.
It's not fob and dodge. It's fob, and go take a dump.
No, it's fob and drop.
Yeah.
Fob and squat.
I'm not that
fob
creative,
and squat.
Scott. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's how I'm going to tell Amber Zip if I get in trouble for overcutting chapel. I fobbed and dropped. A deuce.
Out of the school.
Do you think I could blame the SDR for my fever this past week?
No. You can't.
Are
you can't. You don't have. You don't have enough evidence. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just look at the food.
No.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I want a doctor's note.
Scott, you had a fever?
Yeah, bro. Like the past 3 days.
I thought you had a cold. My
thought
guy.
I was a cold, but then I.
He wasn't hot till yesterday.
Anyway, we have yet to mention Rudolph.
Why are you
the
in
red
a room
nose
with me?
Ring?
I didn't realize I had a fever until yesterday. I was like, I definitely have had it for the past 2 days.
You're out here trying to give us the flu.
I also didn't realize that's why you started singing it last episode, and it like clicked like 5 minutes after. I was like, oh.
Okay, Nate. Oh. Let's hear about your trauma.
AKA, I don't know why I said AKA. What I was trying to say was my complexion just is absolute crap here, and I get just like really bad acne. And
you get really bad.
Emotional damage.
And for some reason, the like two really strange places I get it is on my nose and on my like unibrow spot. It's really weird. So when it's on my unibrow spot, he says I look like a little bit, but not a lot. But when it's on my like unibrow spot, he thinks I look like an Indian woman. And then when it's you thought that too?
Cultural appropriation. Huh? There it is, folks.
A unibrow Indian woman? Why a woman?
Because you know how they like wear the
woman wears the red dot on in her.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like just like unibrow in general.
Oh no!
I was like,
that's the Italian.
Indian women have unibrows? Is this a thing? I don't know.
Well, anyways, when it's on my nose, it gets red, and it's pretty prominently red. So while sitting at the SDR, Scott loves to point out the obvious and says, "Hey,
I just said it to you, okay? I didn't tell it. I didn't.
You said we're at the table.
Yeah, with you, Garrett, and Tilly.
And there are a couple other people, but anyways, it's just like."
It sounds like waves are like coming over because Scott is trying to screw his back in.
But anyways, he was like, "Oh, you got a pimple on your nose." I'm like,
"No, I didn't say it that way."
You said I got a zit on your nose.
No.
You first said you're like, "Hey, you have a pimple on your nose." I'm like, "Yep." And you're like, "You look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer."
No, I did not say it
okay,
that way.
Okay, how'd you say it?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
No, I said, you get any
Nate,
calls?
You look beautiful today.
No,
oh,
I said,
oh
I
you
said,
did.
Yes. I said, you get any calls from Santa?
Oh.
And you go, no, why? And I go, I didn't know if you needed any help with, you know, navigating through the night or something like that. It was something along those lines.
I death stared him, and while looking down, acting like I was about to take another bite of my salad,
he threw a pitchfork.
Metal fork.
I didn't want the joke to be like right on the nose. You know, I wanted
metal
it to be kind of,
fork.
You know, from the side, you know, a little more obscure.
My nose is doing much better now, but yeah, that was a low blow.
Not Scott and Nate's relationship.
That was just
all right. There's a
love. There's not a love.
There's a common misconception that boys do not take care of their skin, especially. Maybe a face routine, and I would just like to maybe clarify that, or maybe prove that stereotype true. So everybody go around and share their face washing routine with us, Scott.
Why do I gotta start?
Why do we have to do this?
Okay, the same bar of soap you wash your butt with. Okay, Dilly.
Wait, hold on.
Which is also the most ironic thing because I definitely have the most skincare like routine out of all of us.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I have like.
Do you want to share
lotion?
That's your routine.
So I have this like willow bark like exfoliating scrub that I use in the shower at night. But then I also before I go to bed and when I wake up, I have this like acne like spot cleanser for all like the specific ones. And I have another one that I put on all of my face. And then there I have the specific lotion that's really for your face. Yet my face still.
But for what
sucks.
Reason
I used to
might
do
you
face
be
masks,
like that?
But I haven't done them anymore since I'm here.
For what reason might you be so inclined to care so much about your face?
Because my face breaks out a lot here.
Oh. Okay,
like
never
I
mind.
Said
that's
the very beginning. Yeah.
Tilly?
You have like put some body wash on my face. And
I feel
rinse
like okay.
It off.
Have you seen those it's like 31 and 1 body wash.
Oh,
I feel like that's
7
Scott.
In 1.
I feel like that's Scott. Yeah, toothpaste.
Motor oil.
Motor oil. Well,
have
laundry
you seen him when
he goes to the shower?
What? He does?
Yes, when Scott goes to the shower, he dumps the bottle of shampoo on his head and then gets in the shower, which like, it has to be. I've seen a lot of weird things in the Culbertson showers of different methods of different people who cleanse themselves, and that has to be the weirdest one. There was a guy on our floor freshman who straight up did not use soap when he showered. He just got up in the water, and that was it. He was done.
Who is that?
Kyle.
No, you know who was the weirdest? Was Chad used to take
paper towels.
And dry
himself. He had no towel.
Here's the thing. You can at least admit that mine makes sense.
No, it does.
Yes, it does. You're going to put in your hair no more than 10 seconds
later. I washed my
later.
Face first in the shower.
What? Why would you do that?
It's just ritual, man.
Oh, okay. I put it on my head. I don't have to carry the bottle to the shower. I just hold my head on it.
I'm like, gosh, so much
so
weight.
Wait, you know, what about body wash?
So much weight relieved.
What about body?
I don't have body wash. I have a bar of soap.
Oh, and you just
where
grab
you
your bar of soap?
Okay, where do people who have bars of soap keep their
paper
bars of
towels?
Soap?
They roll it up in a paper towel. I just
put
what
it on
I've
the
seen
side.
Anybody do.
Put it on the side.
The little, like, soap
no,
holder?
No. Like, where do you when you're out of the shower, where do you keep that?
Right next to my shampoo.
It's just, like, sitting there on the
but
counter?
But it's, like, all wet, though.
No, that's why I put it up, so then it dries.
Wait, you're kidding me. There is a bar of shampoo on the 14th floor of Culbertson bathroom that is just sitting on the counter.
You said shampoo. You mean soap?
Okay, yes.
bar of shampoo.
There's a bar of body wash.
No,
just chilling there
it's
on
soap.
The counter.
Yeah.
How
there's
do we feel
nothing
about bars
in between
of soap?
The disgusting.
Why?
Are you you can't be disgusted by a bar of soap.
Yeah,
so it's been around for hundreds of years,
If anything, that counter is cleaner for it, all right?
Yeah, exactly, which we had to take on your
safety.
Terms.
Just don't drop it.
Okay. Wait, what? Okay, Nate.
What? No, I just want to clarify why my face routine is non-existent.
Yeah, you have no acne on your face at all.
Luckily, I've been blessed. I used to have really bad acne, and God said, poof, it's gone now. And now, poof, it's going to come back because I said that. but I would probably do a face wash routine.
You should.
If I had money.
Dude.
But I already spend.
Everything about me is about money.
I don't like get
face
Curology
wash is like $15.
I already have. I already spend $7 on a bottle of shampoo, $7 on a bottle of conditioner because I care a lot about my hair, and so I have like really nice body wash and
really nice hair.
Shampoo and conditioner, and then by effect, I started using good body wash.
Yeah.
Because I already had
good. You gotta get that upgraded.
Sasquatch.
No,
that stuff's a scam.
No, right.
That stuff's a
complete
scam.
I use Method.
Yep, that's what I use.
I use Method.
Body wash, and I
it's
use
it's all natural.
Head and Shoulders shampoo.
Head and Shoulders is good.
I use whatever my sisters use.
So
Scott's
going
like,
to shower.
I smell like strawberries.
So
he said something completely different at first.
Aussie's actually fake. It's not good for
what's
your
Aussie?
Body.
What's Aussie?
Aussie shampoo. and
no
have you done
is.
All this research?
I mean, it's out there. It's not that hard.
So.
To
Anyway, I already spent my, and because I don't need to spend a bunch of more money a month on that kind of stuff, and I don't really, frankly, need it right now, I'm content not doing a, but I would do it like a CeraVe routine if I had
Ooh,
a little
shit.
Bit more money in my pocket.
So, okay, I'm going to just name off, like, routine. Brands, and you tell me yay or nay.
Oh,
okay.
Dove.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Why?
What?
Dove is
like.
No, Dove bleh. Is good. No, Dove is good.
What is that again?
Dove's chocolate. Dude. Better than
Bro, I
Hold
shower
up, bro.
With Dove's chocolate.
Why does Dove
Wait
make chocolate
second.
And shampoo?
It's two different brands. It's
no,
not
it
the
is?
Same company.
No, it's not. It's the same company.
But anyway. Dove's chocolate
Dove
sauce. Rub it over my body.
Absolutely not.
I need a Dove soap
okay,
bar
what do you
that's
mean? Dove is
actually
not bad.
Just
Don't
chocolate.
Use Dove ever again.
Dove
well,
is
like
the
five in
no,
one.
It's yay or nay, not. Will you give your thesis on Dove? Like,
okay.
I vote yes.
Now my question is, why?
Dove is just loaded with, like, parabens and
chemicals.
And
parabens.
It's going to kill your
It does dry
your skin and your hair.
It's going to kill your epidermis, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
it's going to kill your epidermis, bro.
Suave or Suave. How do you
no.
No.
Oh, my gosh. This stuff is 99 cents a bottle. Are you kidding me? You might as well just.
It's worse than Dove.
You might as well just rub, like, skin
tar.
Killer on you.
Yeah, just rub tar on your body and wash it off. Like,
you might as well just
that's
spit
like
in your
using
hand.
That freaking charcharcoal toothpaste.
You might as well spit in your hand.
How many guys
take
do we have on our floor that use that stuff?
Oh, that stuff is so stupid.
Charcoal toothpaste?
It's terrible for your. You think rubbing charcoal on your teeth
no,
is a good idea?
So
my best friend thinks it is. I've no, tried to tell him about 10 times.
Idea.
It's a bad idea.
No, Suave or whatever is equivalent to spitting in your hand, squirting squirting cologne three times on it so it has a scent and then rubbing it on
Jacob?
Yourself.
Jacob?
Oof. Old Spice.
It depends on which Old Spice.
Whoa. Facts.
Like Wolf Old Thorn? Spice.
Wolf Thorn's good.
Old Spice.
Fiji.
Fiji's okay.
Their antiperspirant, it has aluminum like a lot of the other big brands.
How
you
do you know
stay
this
away
stuff?
From it. Because
you
I care.
You just do a quick little Google search.
Old Spice deodorant is fine.
You ever
but
bought,
it's so
you ever bought your own deodorant?
That
yeah,
I
always buy Degree.
Original.
I buy Cool Rush or whatever that was.
Yeah, that's what I buy too.
I just don't want to smell like every other
guy. You know
guy
when you
girl.
Put on other deodorant and you smell yourself all day
oh,
long?
Oh, I hate it. I hate
my roommate used the same deodorant as our sister RA.
Wait,
that's
what?
How common some of the Old Spice smells
well,
are.
Well,
they both
of,
use the
lot
lavender
of women
one.
Use men's
wait,
deodorant
girls
because
use
my
spice?
My
no,
fiance
no, a lot of women,
uses Fiji.
A lot of women use men's deodorant because women's deodorant is an absolute joke.
It
does
is,
not work. It
is.
It does well, nothing.
Pretty bad joke.
No kidding.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, any others?
Wait,
before I give
wait,
my replacement
wait. Just to cut in the middle, I have to
oh,
know.
Sorry.
Are we an antiperspirant podcast?
No.
Or a
deodorant podcast?
Deodorant.
Dude,
deodorant.
I'm antiperspirant. No, you have antiperspirant.
Wait, is it a deodorant if, stick? What is it?
It's antiperspirant as well.
The white.
Oh. We're,
yeah.
We use the same one, so okay. We're... It,
I still,
it clogs the pores so you don't actually produce
bro,
sweat
I
out of your
pits. Bro, I still sweat all the time.
Well, then you need to go eight layers, dog.
No,
I...
What?
You need to cover all the pores. Antiperspirant, stopping perspiration.
No. Yeah, but I
just use like the blue gel.
Deodorant deodorizes the sweat. I don't want the sweat there at all.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm probably sweating now.
Man, nope, then you got to get some layers on there. You got to go 5 times one way, 5 times
I don't
the
clog
other
my
way.
Pores.
Six circles. Cake it on there, dude.
I don't want to clog
one
care.
Stick a week.
Axe.
No. Shut up.
Dude,
next question.
You, seventh grade
Axe right? Is men's Dove.
Is men's Dove?
It's bad. No, don't use it.
Yeah,
but
no.
We still
I used to.
Dove
don't use
good.
It.
Huh?
I like Dove, but I don't use it, but I like it when I do
Head and
use
Shoulders.
It.
Head and Shoulders is good.
Goated. Goated.
Yeah. Head and Shoulders.
Dude, I have the,
especially
I,
if you have Dan.
I have the green apple
shoulders,
one.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
I have the green apple one. Ooh. Smells apple. So good.
Tresemme.
Not a clue what that is.
I couldn't even tell you.
Tresemme.
Toothpaste brands, bro.
I think Tresemme.
Colgate.
Yeah, Colgate.
I don't know
Crest.
A ton about
that's
Tresemme,
about all I know.
I
Crest
think
is
I'm
gross.
Willing to say
really?
It's okay.
I had this one Crest. I didn't like it.
Others?
Oh,
there's
that's
so many others.
I think
Gorilla
we can,
Glue.
I think
Gorilla
we can
Glue.
Close to wrapping it up.
Gorilla Glue.
But, all right.
No, guys, we're 37 minutes
in.
Why just keep going?
One brand I can think of that you probably didn't think to say. OGX. Have you seen these bottles before?
Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff's crap.
Don't ever
that
get
stuff's
it.
Crap.
They
really?
Try to sell themselves as, like, good
no,
for
no,
you
that
or whatever.
Crap.
That stuff has lawsuits about what it does
yes.
to people's
no,
body.
No, that stuff
and
literally
what?
Makes people lose their hair. Yeah. Like, literal
no,
lawsuits
real?
About people yeah. getting actual
no.
hair loss.
I have that
stuff.
Yeah.
No,
you
do
should
not.
Stop
I bought
it
at Aldi's, bro.
At Aldi. You should never put anything you buy at Aldi near or on your body.
The stuff.
Yeah. All
right. So.
It's like curly something.
No, no, no. It's not good for you
what?
At all. That stuff's. No, there's like so many lawsuits about that stuff.
Why?
It makes. It
why?
It makes people like.
Why
their
do
hair
we sue anybody?
Out.
Because they lie?
No, that's why I'm asking. I want to know.
No, look it up. There's so many lawsuits. People will lose
that's
their
it.
Hair.
I'm suing them.
Okay. Join the lawsuit.
Scott
say
his
you
head.
Lost hair, and maybe you'll get compensated.
Yes.
Yeah, by the time everybody does it, everybody get 25
yeah, exactly.
cents and a high five.
Yep.
I'll take a high five.
So.
Okay, give you replacements.
Replacement recommendations. The ones that I'm going to suggest are the ones that I use. I'm not saying they're the only ones you can use, because I don't use Head and Shoulders, because I just don't
I
need to.
I love Head and Shoulders.
But Head and Shoulders is great.
I don't have dandruff, but it may be because I use Head and Shoulders, but I just
what about knees
it.
And toes?
Oh,
you use
there's
that?
Like. You
yeah,
know the tea tree
yeah,
stuff?
From, yeah, they should. Why don't they have head? They should have Head and Shoulders as a shampoo like they do, and then knees and toes as a body wash. And I would yeah. definitely buy both of those.
Yeah. My mom bought me this bar of soap.
Head,
it says
shoulders, knees and
it says soap. It's like the soap for grandpas or something like that. She bought it for
it's
me.
Probably terrible for you.
People are gonna be
Scott's
like,
skin is like dry.
you need just all
Scott's skin is flaking
soap.
Off.
You just need a bar of. Dirt. That's what our brand is going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it's like that one ad.
Bar of dirt.
Dirt water.
Dirt water.
Dirt soap.
Oh my
okay.
gosh, have you seen that? The mushroom water?
Dirt toothpaste.
It's like dirt. It's like, I used to drink coffee, but now
yeah.
I drink mushrooms in the morning. What?
Yeah. We've talked about this.
Just yeah. go make a tea, bro. Just go back and make tea.
So yeah. we let's go get back to tea. Dirt water as soon as I finish up my recommendations for those honest
wait,
suspense.
I
want to
hear what your
shampoo.
Opinion on
okay, go
on
ahead and
kombuchas.
Give us your last three
so,
things, and then Nate, go ahead
yeah,
and take us
so,
out.
So... If you're looking for a good deodorant,
Native is good. It's so expensive. And so it's like $14 a stick. I would say swap it out and do either raw sugar. Raw sugar is a really good brand.
Agree.
I use Hey Humans. It's a Target only brand. So raw sugar is a little bit more universal. Raw sugar I'll recommend across the board. Method, that should be your body wash. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They do women's and they do men's.
And they
there's
have
a couple
sense.
Of other
they
again, raw sense. Sugar has good one, good scents that I've used. Shampoo, there's Native and there's raw sugar. Those are all good too. I use Love Beauty and Planet.
That's that purple
which
bottle?
Is more of a women's brand, but they have some more mentally scent. They have a CBD scent. I don't
you
know.
Want to smell like weed?
Why does it smell like weed in this bathroom? What you all been doing? Oh, it's just Tilly shampoo. Yeah. Another brand that you might want to consider is Paul Mitchell's Tea Tree. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Oh, that's
this
the stuff. They make
is
everything.
Goated.
They make like hair products as well, like poof your hair
yeah,
up.
You
stuff.
Should get Tea Tree stuff.
That stuff is awesome.
But don't just get something because it says Tea Tree, because that's like an oil, an essential oil. OGX has Tea Tree. You don't want to get that stuff. But Paul Mitchell's stuff's pretty good. Yeah.
Dang.
Those are probably your good ones. Lush. You know what? Everybody knows what Lush is. If you don't know what Lush is, then you probably don't need to be going to Lush. Their products aren't... This might come back to bite me in the dust one day, but everything
Lush?
I know about them, they don't actually have that product. So stuff is true to what they say.
Did you say bite me in the dust?
It's kind of... Bite me in the butt, whatever.
I guess, one bites I guess the dust. Day he's like a lawyer or represents their company. I don't know what he's talking about.
But it's kind of expensive.
I'm happy
compared
we talked
to
about
what
showering
you get in
the whole
store.
Time. Now everybody knows all of our. Oh my gosh, we are all in relationships. Yay! It happened. Oh. But yeah, all of our women know we shower now, and that's good.
Yes, we all do or don't have facial
Dang
routines,
it.
And we all shower. Some better than others. Scott.
Hey, I'm very efficient in the shower.
I would just like to warn Cora that hair's falling out. he's got that bad
He's
shit.
Got that OGX.
It's because I got that stuff that
he's
has lawsuits on it.
Dumping
why.
It on his body all over while he's still dry. Yes.
I'm like hairless everywhere because yeah. of that stuff.
Scott's a sphinx cat.
I'm like a hairless naked mole rat.
Anyway, Nate, go ahead and take us out.
Well, guys... Usually end calm, but not today. Woo! Not tonight. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Just remember to smash that like button, comment, and subscribe. We love to hear from you guys. Keep on giving us encouraging feedback. And once again, if you have merch details, just send it to me at nathan.lee@moody.edu. Once again, that's nathan.lee@moody.edu. And just remember, our motto is
you live and you learn.
And don't forget to take off your headphones.
What? See you next week.
Oh.